The launch comes as Pyongyang complains about upcoming U.S.-South Korean military exercises. VOA's Bill Gallo has more on how South Korea is responding.
South Korea's defense ministry on Thursday responded cautiously, saying it continues to analyze the launch.
The government has been keeping an eye on the related activities and urges North Korea to stop acts that are unhelpful for easing military tensions on the Korean Peninsula.
South Korea has said it will go ahead with planned joint military exercises with the United States, despite North Korean objections. Washington and Seoul have already scaled back those exercises, but so far, that is not good enough for North Korea. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Celebrations erupting on the streets of Puerto Rico overnight as the governor announces he will resign. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Following nearly 2 weeks of protests and political upheaval triggered by the leak of crude and insulting chat messages between Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosselló and his top advisors, a crowd of thousands erupted in cheers outside the governor's mansion in Old San Juan late last night after he used Facebook to say he'll step down a week from tomorrow. The island's Justice Secretary, Wanda Vasquez, is set to take the job, becoming Puerto Rico's second-ever female governor. I'm Matt Small.
Tunisian President Baji Caid Essebsi has died. The Office of the Presidency said the veteran politician passed away Thursday. Late last month, he had been hospitalized for a severe illness. Essebsi was Tunisia's first democratically elected president. This is VOA News. Former special counsel Robert Mueller spoke to members of Congress Wednesday. He said his probe into Russian interference in the last presidential election did not exonerate U.S. President Donald Trump of allegedly trying to thwart the investigation. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan reports.
The former special counsel warned of Russian attempts to sway the election in favor of Donald Trump through social media and WikiLeaks data breaches.
First, our investigation found that the Russian government interfered in our election in sweeping and systematic fashion. Second, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired with the Russian government in its election interference activities.
Mueller says investigators decided the president could not be charged for possible offenses as long as he's in office, based on longstanding Justice Department policy. Trump calls the investigation a witch hunt, and he and many supporters are skeptical that the Russians swayed the election. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
The U.S. government intends to resume capital punishment after a 16-year hiatus. The Justice Department announced on Thursday there are plans to execute five death row inmates convicted of murder later this year. More than half of the 50 U.S. states have capital punishment laws. The United States is the only Western country where executions still take place. The AFP cites a United Nations report released Thursday that says nearly 700 people in the Democratic Republic of Congo were victims of summary and extrajudicial executions this year. The report says a third were carried out by security forces. As the second heat wave of the summer bakes the European continent, tourists and residents alike in Paris, France, are bracing for record temperatures. The Paris area could be as hot as 42 degrees Celsius Thursday as a result of hot, dry air coming from northern Africa that's trapped between cold, stormy systems. Air conditioning can be rare in temperate Europe, which is why one American tourist told the AP she's grateful she lucked out with her accommodations.
When we planned Paris, we did not expect this at all. I'm so glad that we booked Airbnb and had air conditioning available, because I know some other people didn't get that. But we've had such a good time. The Parisians have been so accommodating. We've been getting water wherever we go.
Tourists clustered around fountains in Paris, like at Trocadero's, where there are huge jets and a large pool-like splashing area. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. You can go there for the very latest. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA 1, the voice of America. VOA 1.
Cross my heart, hope to die. To my lover, I'd never.